Unit 28B. Activities 2 and 3.
Hello, Peter. Wow, you look concentrated. What you're doing now?
I have to pipe up this pneumatic circuit and I should explain the function of it.
Sounds interesting. Tell me more about it.
Look, this is a double-acting cylinder with two ports. And this is a 5/2-way valve with 5 ports.
I see. And all the components are connected?
Yes, this is done via a pipe. And the 5/2-way valve has to be connected with the pressure supply, here in the circuit diagram.
But the pressure has to be switched on, hasn't it?
Of course. At the very beginning, it's always useful to work out the steps of the control task.
How do you do this?
With GORAFCET. Oh, I'll get a sheet of paper to help you understand. The first step is always the initial position.
So it has to start with a workpiece in the magazine, hasn't it?
Right.
And then?
To start the sequence control, a push button could be pressed and the piston rod of this double-acting cylinder would move to the forward end position.
Now, Peter, slow down. I don't understand. Why would the piston rod move to the forward end position?
Well, the 5/2-way valve, here in the circuit diagram, switches into flow position. We always say it actuates. That means the pressure port will be connected with the working port and the air supply will be connected with the double-acting cylinder port.
Oh, okay, I understand. By now, the workpiece is ejected by this extended cylinder.
Correct. The forward end position of the piston rod is queried by sensor 1B2. If the sensor is true, the piston rod will move back into the retracted end position.
In other words, the valve changes states again, and the cylinder retracts, ready for the process to begin again.
Oh wow, you've got it. And as you can see here in my rough sketch, after the last transition, we jump back to the first step.
And what do these valves do in between here?
These are one-way flow control valves which are controlling the speed of the double-acting cylinder, so you can regulate the exhaust air.
I see. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually done with my homework now.
Well then, let's have something to eat now, shall we?